From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. New Hampshire votes. Media are projecting that businessman Donald Trump has won the Republican presidential primary in New Hampshire. They say Senator Bernie Sanders is the victor in the Democratic contest. Both candidates have a commanding lead over their nearest opponents. In the Republican race, the only surprise of the night could be who finishes second and third. Those results are too close to call. The U.S. spy chief told Congress Tuesday that North Korea has restarted a plutonium reactor that could provide fuel for nuclear weapons. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper spoke to the Senate Armed Services Committee Tuesday. In his annual assessment of worldwide threats, Clapper pointed to possible cyber attacks.
Russia and China continue to have the most sophisticated cyber programs. China continues cyber espionage against the United States. Whether China's commitment of last September moderates its economic espionage remains to be seen.
Clapper said Islamic militants will continue to plot against U.S. targets overseas, but within the United States, the biggest threat will be posed by homegrown violent extremists. For the first time since August 2013, forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are within 25 kilometers of the Turkish border in northern Syria. They continue to press a Russian-backed offensive that is said to be throwing rebel forces into disarray. Chad's president, Idriss Deby, says he will run for a fifth term in April's election, but he promises to restore term limits if he wins. Deby seized power in a 1990 coup. For more on these and other stories, look at our website. It's at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former hostage Jocelyn Elliott arrived in Burkina Faso's capital earlier this week, just a couple of days after being released by a jihadist group linked to al-Qaeda. The group had kidnapped the Australian citizen and her husband in mid-January. Emily Yab reports.
After 3 weeks of detention in the hands of a terrorist group linked to al-Qaeda, former hostage Jocelyn Elliott's first words were for the people of Burkina Faso. She said she wants to thank the people of Burkina for their support during her absence. 76-year-old Elliott was kidnapped along with her husband, Ken Elliott, in a remote location in northern Burkina Faso, close to the border with Mali and Niger on January 15th. The Australian couple had been living in the area for more than 40 years. They established and run the sole medical facility in the small town of Djibo. Emily Yop, Abidjan.
U.S. President Barack Obama unveiled a $4.1 trillion spending plan Tuesday for the fiscal year that starts October. It is Mr. Obama's last budget before leaving office next January.
These are proposals reflected in the budget that work for us and not against us. It adheres to last year's bipartisan budget agreement. It drives down the deficit. It includes smart savings on health care, immigration, tax reform.
Republican-controlled Congress is already signaling it will ignore many of the president's new initiatives. The International Organization for Migration says 409 fatalities have been recorded among migrants trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea in the first 6 weeks of 2016. An IOM statement said on its website that the number of new arrivals has passed the 76,000 mark. That's nearly 2,000 per day. And that is 10 times as many as during the same period last year. German rescue crews Tuesday pulled dozens of passengers from the wreckage of two commuter trains that crashed head-on in southern Germany. Authorities reported at least 10 fatalities and more than 80 people injured. A Bosnian Serb general convicted of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity died in jail in The Hague Monday evening. The former head of military intelligence in the Bosnian army, Zdravko Tolimir, had been sentenced to life imprisonment for crimes committed during the massacre of Muslim men and boys in Srebrenica. Riot police in Hong Kong fired warning shots in the air in a confrontation with protesters in the city's working-class Mong Kok district Tuesday. The unrest began when police tried to keep unlicensed food sellers and other street vendors from selling their wares during the city's Lunar New Year celebrations. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day down. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.